Today is November 16th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Woman attacked in Aberdeen by unknown slugger. Attacked by an unknown man while she was on the way home to 1200 Stockwell Street, South Aberdeen, at 5 o'clock, Mrs. John Ferrier was badly beaten about the face, the assailant escaping. Police Officer Allen was called to the scene but was unable to find any traces of the man. Mrs. Ferrier was about 75 feet from Eklund's store when the man came up behind her and, putting one hand across her mouth, began beating her with his other fist. When she screamed for help, he ran away, but not until he had beaten her with such force that blood was flowing from her nose and mouth. She describes the man was about 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing about 146 pounds, and wearing a black slouch hat. Mrs. Ferrier can attribute no motive for the attack, and the police theory is that the assailant was a degenerate. In other news, Montesano Brady Road to be open on November 26th. The newly completed paved road between Montesano and Brady will be open to traffic for its entire length Sunday, November 26th, it was announced today. The road is open now between Montesano and the Northern Pacific Railroad crossing. Just at the edge of Montesano is a short section of unpaved fill that is almost impassable. Until the condition is remedied, autoists are advised to take the old road out of Montesano. This portion of the road is within the city limits of Montesano, and Montesano has been asked to plank the stretch so that all of the new pavement can be used during the winter. In other news, first raft down off Boeing tract. The first raft of logs to be brought to the harbor from the works of the Greenwood Logging Company, working in the Boeing tract, was brought down yesterday from the rafting grounds on the East Hoquiam to the Grace Harbor Lumber Company mill by the tug Hustler. The company's works are about 10 miles by logging railway from the rafting grounds. And finally, lost girl found at logging camp. Aura Rosander, the missing girl, has been found and is safe at home again. After wandering through the woods and along highways and logging railroads for a day and a night from her home near Satsup Fish Hatchery, she appeared at the landing of the Simpson Logging Company's Camp 2 in Mason County at 7:30 o'clock yesterday morning. She was shivering from cold, but due to warm clothing, she had apparently not suffered seriously from exposure in the chilly night. C.F. Fieser, foreman at Camp 2, took the girl to his home, and Mrs. Fieser attended to her needs until the afternoon when he took her to Elma. The girl had told him she wanted to go to the home of her aunt, Mrs. Hall, in that town. When Mrs. Hall showed apparent reluctance about accepting custody of the child, Fieser took the girl directly to the sheriff's office in Montesano, telling deputies he did not want to be accused of being a kidnapper. It was there that he first learned of searching parties which had been scouring the woods and the Satsup in search for the missing girl. While Chief Deputy Sheriff McIntosh telephoned Mrs. Rosander, mother of the girl, that she had been found, Fieser again took his automobile with the girl and brought her home to the ranch. A searching party consisting of Deputy Sheriffs W.A. Hamm and Rodney Holzer of Grays Harbor County, several Mason County deputies, and about 20 ranchers of the Upper Satsup was recalled last night after having carried on the hunt for the girl since Monday afternoon. The child apparently had wandered through some woods near the ranch, and after striking the Simpson Logging Company's railroad track, she is believed to have followed this until she reached the log landing yesterday morning. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper. On November 16, 1922, if you hadn't already discovered it, the Polson Museum's new online photo database of over 29,000 historic Grace Harbor images is free to explore at polsonmuseum.org. And if you missed hearing a recent episode of the Centennial Moment, polsonmuseum.org is also your link to our SoundCloud site, where the past month and more can be heard. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.